Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 30s with frost. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers around 38. As we into Friday, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely, temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced yesterday that an emerging variant of the coronavirus known as the Brazilian or P1 variant has been identified in an individual in Sedgwick County. A case investigation is being conducted to determine how the person became infected with the particular variant, as well as if others may have been exposed. According to KDHE, the variant was determined through genome sequencing. Kansas top health official says the state is suspending distribution of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccines as federal health officials investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. Dr. Lee Norman, secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, predicted the pause won't have a big impact on the state's overall rate of shots. That's because less than 4% of the shots administered in Kansas have been from Johnson & Johnson. And Kansas forecasters say cloudy and cool through Friday when there's a good possibility of rain in parts of the state. Mid-America Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE9968. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
A former Wichita police officer will head to prison after pleading no contest to child sex crimes. 58-year-old Alexis Robinson of Wichita was charged with one count of indecent liberties with a child and two counts of aggravated indecent solicitation. Yesterday afternoon, Judge David Kaufman sentenced him to 60 months in prison. Robinson will first complete his prison sentence in Colorado before being returned to Kansas. His charges involved boys aged 11 to 14 years old and spanned 12 years beginning in 2000. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine on pause here in Kansas as well as across the nation. The state is suspending distribution of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine as federal health officials investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says the pause won't have a big impact on the state's overall rate of shots. That's because less than 4% of the shots administered in Kansas have been from Johnson & Johnson. With your Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Averett.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he's rejected a federal request to help house unaccompanied migrant children. The Republican governor says he disagrees with the Biden administration's policy of allowing children to go to sponsors in the U.S., usually parents or close relatives, while they pursue asylum cases in heavily backlogged immigration courts. He says he wants the state's resources used for children already in Nebraska. Nebraska officials say they'll stop distributing Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine while federal officials investigate six reports of people developing blood clots after receiving the shot. One of those cases was in the state of Nebraska. The Department of Health and Human Services said last week that an individual in Douglas County in their late 40s had developed blood clots 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine. The state is expecting to receive over 90,000 doses of the other two coronavirus vaccines this week. Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved raising the pay scale 50 cents per hour across the board for swimming pool employees. An alternate for a 25-cent raise was considered, with Councilmember Kevin Throm noting the city pays for certification and recertifications. Starting lifeguard pay is $8 per hour with 50-cent annual longevity increases. The motion passed 6-1 with Throm voting no. Council approved use of the city park for the annual Mother's Day Market, opting not to set up a tent for the barbecue, which will be a drive-through carry-out only. Concern was expressed using some 30 man-hours for setup and teardown, taking manpower from other projects. Council approved blocking off Broadway for the Big Blue Barbecue and car show in June. The low bid of AHRS Construction for $102,000 was approved for 14 ADA ramp projects and 1,000 linear feet of additional curb and gutter work. The bid was nearly identical to budget forecasts. $11,000 was approved for a new sewer pump for the east edge of Marysville along and adjacent to U.S. 36. City Administrator Austin St. John updated finances, indicating that the general fund stands at $1.2 million, some $200,000 over a year ago. Water department at $700,000, up $100,000 over a year ago. And the sewer fund at $250,000 was around $100,000 lower. The sales tax fund was down $770,000 from a year ago due to paying down the swimming pool bond issue early, which will be replenished through the pool sales tax proceeds. March sales tax receipts were up $25,000 year over year and up $30,000 from the same month 2 years ago. St. John is finalizing a proposal for financing the balance due for the fire station construction and expects five-year financing for upwards of $500,000, which could be paid by shifting mill levy proceeds to the bond and interest fund. No action was taken pending completion of a proposal. Council discussed insurance proceeds being offered for substantial repairs to a city-owned fire truck that was damaged last month battling a rural fire within the city district. Parker Price expressed concern that replacement parts would not be original. Diane Schroeder was concerned the council had not been notified of the matter. City Council briefly discussed the mask mandate and will review the resolution at the next meeting. The current extension is through the end of April. Marysville City Cleanup Week is April 19th through the 22nd. Residents are urged to put yard waste on the front curb in containers that one person can handle. The city crews will move through Marysville by sections. Section 1 Monday, April 19th, is north of Highway 36 and east of 10th Street. Section 2 on Tuesday is north of Highway 36 and west of 10th Street. Section 3 on Wednesday, south of Highway 36, east of Highway 77. And Section 4 pickup on Thursday, south of Highway 36, west of Highway 77. Again, Spring Cleanup Week, April 19th through the 22nd in Marysville. Please put yard waste on the front curb in containers that one person can handle. City brush dump site will be open Monday through Friday next week from 9 to 5. Gretchen L. Winters, age 100, at Frankfort, passed away April 9th. Private burial service will be held at Frankfort Cemetery with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Gretchen Winters. Emory N. Rominga, age 5, of Blue Springs, passed away as a result of a house fire Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hobbit Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Emery Romingo. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger gravy, mashed potato, mixed vegetable, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, pork tenderloin sandwich, tater tots, California blend, and pears. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville strives to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Jesus Christ.
My Catholic education is preparing me for the future.
It means to give time to others and protect or lead. We are encouraged to display our best behavior even when our teachers are not looking. The teachers are the heart of our school and we love them.
Call 562-2831 for enrollment information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, we're looking at dry weather. We have an upper level low across the upper parts of the Midwest, still bringing some clouds and snow showers across the southern east central parts of the United States. We're seeing a little bit of some rain showers. We'll continue to see sunny skies and dry weather as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. But our next system will bring some scattered rain showers as we head towards the end of the week. And it looks like just a little bit cooler temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-50s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, then partly cloudy, lows around 31. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, 38. As we enter Friday, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers likely cooler in the upper 40s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April 67, record high on this date 91. The average low 41, record low is 18 degrees. Sunset this evening 8:03, sunrise in the morning 6:51. Sunshine 32 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 14th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You've waited for it. Now it's time. Your plans from the Good Shepherd Lutheran School have arrived. Come to school on South 17th Street on Friday, April 16th from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thank you for your support of Christ-centered education in the community. See you Friday, the 16th from 5 to 8.
They must be identified. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Tony Busby, attorney for the women suing Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, says the names of all 22 must be disclosed. He put out a statement late Tuesday night declaring even those not currently subject to any court order must be publicly identified. Last week, two judges ruled that most of the women must be named. Prior to Friday, only two had. The lawsuits were all originally filed by Jane Doe's. They allege inappropriate behavior and sexual assault by Watson, who denies the accusation. In the NHL, the Bruins beat the Sabres 3-2 in a shootout on Jake DeBrusk's score.
DeBrusk wheels into the slot, shoots, he scores! A rocket top shelf by Dustin Tokarski, and the Boston Bruins will cascade off the bench.
The call on WBZ. The Rangers opened up a four-game series against the Devils with a 3-0 win. This is ABC Sports. The Minnesota Timberwolves and Brooklyn Nets played the game postponed Monday after the Dante Wright killing. Ahead of the game, T-Wolves president of basketball operations Gerson Rosas was hoping the game would give his players a platform to show and say what they feel.
Unfortunately, is the sad state of the world that we're currently in. There's things that happen every day, and we're fortunate to have a resilient group that is going to want to do whatever they can to try to move forward. And to use their platforms and to use their opportunities to impact positive change.
A TikTok star is now accusing a YouTube star turned boxer. Justine Paradise says Jake Paul forced her to perform a sexual act without consent in 2019. Paradise says she didn't say anything about the attack sooner over fears of violating a non-disclosure agreement. In a statement to ESPN, Paul's attorney said his client categorically denies the allegation and will pursue legal action of his own for defamation of character. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Rebuild Rural Coalition calls President Biden's infrastructure plan a good starting point for discussions with Congress. The group of more than 260 organizations representing rural communities and agriculture has said they strongly encourage a bipartisan approach that considers the unique needs of rural infrastructure and sets aside specific funding for rural communities. In a January letter, the coalition outlined the needs of rural America while highlighting U.S. agriculture's ability to produce and effectively transport products around the globe, saying our deteriorating infrastructure threatens that leadership position. Now, beyond transportation, the coalition says other needs of rural America include locks and dams, railroads, electric and water systems, as well as ag research, broadband, health care, and housing. The coalition says they hope Congress will work together to find bipartisan solutions that benefit all of America, including the rural communities. Coalition comprised of national ag and rural business groups and state farm bureaus, commodity organizations, among others. Corn and biofuel groups made their arguments yesterday in a court case for year-round E15. Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuel Association, and National Corn Growers gave oral arguments in American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturing versus the EPA to the District Court of D.C. All refiners challenging the EPA's 2019 rulemaking that paved the way for year-round sale of E15. In a statement, the groups said oil refiners are simply trying to reclaim more market share by blocking American drivers from year-round access. In June of 2019, EPA issued a final rule extending the Reed Vapor Pressure Volatility Waiver to E15 and found that E15 is substantially similar to E10 certification fuel, allowing its introduction into commerce by fuel manufacturers without the need for a separate E15 waiver. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is holding a special stock down bred every sale Wednesday, April 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. This sale will feature over 550 black, red Angus, and fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old, be bred to Angus, black Simmental, and red Angus bulls for late August through October calving. There will be 235 black white face, red, black Angus fall bred first calf heifers be bred for August through October calving. We'll have 225 black white face and red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45 day old calves by side, plus 25 Hereford first calf heifers with black white face calves. There'll be 125 black white face Hereford black and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with 30 to 60 day old calves. 175 red Angus black white face black and Hereford replacement heifers. They'll be ready to breed. We will also be selling several registered Angus and Balancer yearling bulls. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, April 14th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. It was a strong day Tuesday for corn, soybeans, and wheat. May corn up 11 as we closed out the day at 580. July up 10.5 at 566.5. So a strong day for corn. Kansas City wheat joined the other two wheat markets and having a decent day. May Kansas City wheat up 5.75 at 584.75. July up 6 at 592.75. Soybeans had a decent day. May soybeans up 7.5 at 13.89.5. July beans up 5.75 at 13.84.75. An interesting note, soy meal was lower while soybean oil was sharply higher. May soybean meal was at 3.95, down 6.90. July bean meal was at $400 even, down 6.10. Soy meal
did not do well at all, while soy oil finished sharply higher. May was up 158 at 53.03. July soybean oil was up 157 at 51.15. So a strong day for soy oil. It was a decent day for cotton, too. May cotton up 168 at 81.82. July was up 168 at 83.19. So corn, soybeans, and wheat did well. The soy products were mixed. Cotton had a pretty strong day on Tuesday. Now, in the livestock complex, things didn't go quite that well. We saw some losses in both fat cattle and in feeder cattle, and the feeder cattle really took a pounding. Most of those months were down by more than $2, so it was kind of an ugly day. Losses in fat cattle and in feeder cattle. Hogs were mixed as we wrapped up the day. April hogs down 12 at 103.40. May hogs, though, were up 52 cents at 104.92. The back months were kind of stair-stepped up or down, but it was a mixed day for hogs. Not a good day for cattle, with fat cattle and feeder cattle both being lower, but overall strong for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, if the commodity market peg you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 25 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The artist Claude Monet once said that his garden was his most beautiful masterpiece. It's National Gardening Day today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 14th, the 104th day of the year. Singer Loretta Lynn and actor Brad Garrett share a birthday. National Gardening Day is fairly new. The holiday debuted in 2018 to celebrate the outdoor hobby and encourage people to try gardening themselves. It goes back to prehistoric times, as ancient Egyptian paintings from 1500 BC depicted people gardening for fun. Here in the U.S., gardening became a leisurely activity in the 1800s as villages grew and produce was in its infancy. You can celebrate the day by visiting a local gardening center, or if you don't have a green thumb, visit with friends in a community garden today. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about gardening online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 32 degrees, chilly start to our day. Highs forecast in the middle 50s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Cape and Mount Carmel High School in Wichita announced that Steve Eck will be their next boys basketball coach yesterday. Still, the Hutchinson Community College Blue Dragons will have Eck on the sidelines for any run they might make at the NJCAA tournament. Their first-round matchup will be at 10 o'clock Monday as they take on Kilgore, Texas. Eck coached two teams to NJCAA titles, Redlands in 2001 and Hutchinson in 2017. His overall head coaching record is 977-162. Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez picked David Fletcher off third base with the bases loaded for the final out in the ninth inning, helping the Kansas City Royals beat Shohei Ohtani and the LA Angels 3-2 last night. The Royals will be back in action this afternoon, wrapping up the series with the Los Angeles Angels. First pitch at 1:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in a 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fit in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30.
Up, but can't hold them back. She's in love.
next day.